This episode is sponsored in part by OmniSend. Do you sell stuff online? Then you need OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend. The powerful, yet refreshingly intuitive email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. That one's so good, it's almost boring. Like watching steady lines go up in charts and up and up? Just automate your email and SMS campaigns with OmniSend. Set it up once, then sit back and watch the sales roll in while you snooze. Oh, you're still awake? Then give OmniSend a try and start getting sales so steady, they'll definitely put you to sleep. OmniSend, your.omnisend.com/unofficial Shopify podcast. Hey folks, we got Black Friday.
Yeah,
happens every year. Again, Black Friday gonna happen to us. And yeah, there's all kinds of marketing tactics, strategies, promotions we could talk about. But I think in terms of Black Friday, the one that is by far the most impactful as a channel is email marketing. Email marketing is really what's going to be doing the heavy lifting, and certainly will be, you know, last touch attribution for most of your orders going into the holidays. Well, really, probably most of your orders year-round. Email is that powerful for keeping your brand top of mind. And this year, in the past, we've had experts come on and talk us through their strategy. All those episodes are still relevant. You can go back, listen to those. But this year, I want to talk to a merchant about what they are doing. And so we have Colby Kane from Aviator USA is going to talk to us about what worked for him in years past and what he's doing this year, because Colby and I put that content calendar together. We worked on it. And so we're going to go through a content calendar for your upcoming campaigns for the rest of the year, including Colby's personal experience as a apparel brand, challenges and his advice and my experience for you. Colby Kane, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. I have to share. I went to a conference in LA and I posted about it. And you reached out to me, and we had not met in person, and you said, hey, I'll pick you up from the airport. I said, well, this is either going to be great or I'm going to get killed. And you picked me up from the airport and then took me to a classic car dealership. I'm like, this is the best date ever. Colby, you're the greatest. So,
thank you. When I heard that you were coming out, I'm a frequent listener to your show. And when you listen to somebody like you, you get to know them a little bit over the podcast. And I know that you're a car enthusiast. So when you said you were coming out to LA, I had just gone to that classic car place in East LA. It's called Beverly Hills Car Club, but it's in East LA. And I took you, and I was there just, a couple weeks prior. I was like, oh my God, I got to take Kurt here if I could sell him on it. So yeah, I was your Uber driver. I picked you up at the airport, not meeting you. We actually had a great day. I got to show you my LA, which
was
cool. Fun.
It was very cool. So again, thank you for that.
Yeah.
But all right. Black Friday. What did you run last year?
Wow. So last year, every year I try and do the same thing, except last year we did our biggest offer ever, which was basically 30% off store wide. And we started that early. We actually started a couple weeks prior to the actual Black Friday for our VIP customers.
So you did the early bird Black Friday sale. That always a good idea. Recommend this one.
Yeah, and that's always a good one, right? And then we actually ran that pretty much that whole promotion. We ended up keeping it live and running it just to our mailing list, though, all the way through Christmas. And but if you landed on the site, there was no banners or nothing. There was a pop up. All of our email captures were sign up to get the Black Friday pricing. And then we would email you that 30% off code after that. So there's no sale or anything like that on the website. But as you know, like all the month of November, what had me start so early last year was, you know, you're on your Instagram and all that, and you see that everyone's doing Black Friday earlier. It was like getting earlier and earlier. And I was like, oh my God, I better start this now, you know?
Well, because everyone's budget is finite. And some people start their holiday shopping in September or October, or, you know, weeks before Black Friday. And then some people wait until the last minute. But if you're not, everyone knows that those sales are coming And everyone knows they can only spend so much cash. And so there's this fear, if you're not there early enough, that you could miss out on that opportunity, you know, on someone's wish list. For context here, we should probably specify what you sell. Aviator sell an apparel brand. You sell my favorite jeans. I am wearing Aviator jeans right now.
That makes two of us.
This is all I wear. So you sell, run me through just quickly what your catalog sells.
Yeah, so our idea is that we make clothing for the travel lifestyle, and it's designed so that you can wear more, pack less, and travel with confidence. So we say that because the majority of our tops are all merino wool, which you can wear multiple times, from t-shirts and hoodies. And then our bottoms, our pants, and our shorts are all meant to also be designed to be worn multiple times without washing. And the most important feature, though, that we offer is our hidden zipper pockets, which will keep those pickpocketers out while you're running through Europe.
Oh, I love them. I love the zipper. Keep my giant George Costanza wallet safe. all right, so now that we've established what I should have established in the intro, along with, hello, my name is Kurt Elster.
Tech Nasty.
And this is the unofficial Shopify podcast. there, now we got it. Back to the 30% off site-wide sale. Started with Early Bird, where you segment past customers, then Black Friday itself, and then just extend it into December. How did it perform? How did that impact your overall sales engagement, and any problems with it?
Yeah, so what I noticed last year first of all, Black Friday was a little bit earlier last year than it is this year. So last year, Black Friday, I think was about the 24th of November. And then Cyber Monday was also in November. This year will be a little bit different. But last year, what that did for us last year is our November numbers were actually probably like most brands that did well, was we really hit it out of the park in November. And then December came and we noticed it was really not up to par for where we thought we should be. And I don't know if it was because our messaging got tired, where everyone just took advantage of, most likely it's just that everyone took advantage of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and the early bird. So it made sense that November was a super great month for us. And it made sense that December wasn't, when we look at the whole picture. This year though, Black Friday, I believe, is November 28th, right? And that pushes Cyber Monday into December, which when I look at December this year, I'm hoping that it will look a little bit different than last year. I would imagine November should still be really strong and great, and December should be look a little bit better this year. But we're also going to change our strategy with not doing 30% off store-wide from all of November and all of December. We're going to mix that up a little bit this year.
So you're right. Black Friday is Friday, November 29th, and then you have you go over the weekend, Cyber Monday, Monday, December 2nd. And so if we're just looking at sales figures, trying to keep our months equivalent, that certainly will help with our reporting. So we don't have that problem that we had last year. So you're starting to talk about how you're going to do things differently this year. I want to shift into changes in this year's strategy. But wait, so last year, the sole offer, the whole thing was just over and over 30% off store wide. I like the simplicity.
It was very simple. It was easy to manage. So what we did though is we back in like October, when we were setting up for the holiday season, we did all of our content shooting and we had all of our products delivered. Everything was set up in October. So once November started, we were just ready to go. We had all of our bestsellers in stock. We knew where our offer was, and we had fresh content for all of our email marketing and for our website. And it looked really great. And then keep in mind, let's remember that we didn't blast it on the website. It was the only thing that you'd see is the pop-up that said subscribe, so new customers would see, oh, subscribe and get the Black Friday offer. So,
all right, hold on. So on this, you really didn't have on-site promotions or messaging other than a welcome pop-up that was segmented to new visitors.
Yes, exactly. And then we emailed.
And do you hate money? Like what? What was the strategy here?
The strategy was like, if you're on our mailing list, you're getting all that, you're getting notified. And then also like our social media marketing, like all of our you know, Facebook and Instagram, and even our Google ads, we threw in like holiday specific campaigns.
I want that on the site. I want a land on the site. I want to be blindfolded, hear Santa as soon as I land on that site, hear jingle bells, and then no matter where I blindly tap with my bloated hooves, I'm going to land on a landing page that gets me to a deal.
So that it'll be more like that this year for sure.
Okay, good.
Because I do think that every year, I'm sure everyone can relate, it seems like every year you got to get more and more aggressive.
Yes and no. I think it changes, but certainly post-pandemic, you know, when the last, I think, 2 years have really expected higher discounts to move the needle. And 30%, I think, is in there. Like, 10's not enough. 15, okay, I'm willing to take a look. 20, I'm interested. And then, you know, 25 and up, definitely.
Yeah.
But it can't be fake. You can't just be permanently on sale. The Federal Trade Commission has said, like, no more of that nonsense. If your price never changes, that's not a sale. In your case, it's a real sale. I'm just noting that this recent change.
Yeah. That I've seen that. So this year, like, we already actually started our campaigning a little bit, like in October. Like, we do one thing that we do is when Amazon had their big Prime October day. There's a midweek 2-day sale. That's when we started like our pre-holiday offer. It was a 25% off 2 days. We never do this. It was on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, I believe. It might have been Monday, Tuesday, but regardless, it was just basically a 2-day flash sale. And it was to coincide with what Amazon was doing. And we do this whole messaging, like, you know, you don't have to pay a subscription to get to be Prime with us and get free shipping and free returns.
So you like straight up just tie it into their Prime Day.
We did. Yeah. And I actually got that from, we did that over the summer because they do it twice a year, that Prime Day. So we did it. We did a teaser with it and we tested it out back in June or July, whatever it was. And it was really great. It did really well for us. We just figured if people are going to be online shopping those days, people are already tuned, right? Everyone's seeing the Amazon commercials.
Yeah. I'm in shopping mode, even if I'm not shopping on Amazon necessarily.
Yeah.
You're saying, all right, we're going to make the Black Friday sale public, meaning it's going to be messaged on the website. I don't have to get into your mailing list to get access to the deals. What prompts that change? How do you think it's going to help? I think it'll be beneficial.
Yeah, I think that our goal is really just to take out any and all friction. Because if there's a lot of other e-commerce brands that are going to put, you know, right on their home screen when someone's going to some website and they're going to see, oh, Black Friday pricing's here now, and, you know, get 25 or 30% off, whatever the offer is. Like, I do think you should have that plastered right on the landings page, a sticky banner on all pages that you might land on, so that it's really clear. So we're going to do that, and I do think that's going to help. Hopefully, it's going to help with our new conversions, new customers, because it'll take out all that friction. And I think we will also possibly not require discount codes. We might do an offer where it's going to be an automatic discount. So once you put it in your shop, in your cart, it'll either show already the discount, or we'll do the slashed out prices with the new price.
I say don't even bother with the automatic discount. Go straight to marking it down. So in your Shopify product listing, you make sure that you have your compare at price set, uh-huh, and then change the price. And then every theme, unless it's really hokey, should automatically figure out this item's on sale and this is how much. I'm saying this not for your benefit, for the listener's benefit.
Of course. Yeah, I think that, and I do think that's a great idea.
It's just one less step, and I think the messaging is clear because, all right, you suggested automatic discount. Great, but I'm not necessarily going to see that discount price until I'm in the cart or checkout with automatic discount. I'd like automatic discount, but for a store-wide sale, well, then if it's really a store-wide sale, let's just price things down store-wide.
Yeah. And I did notice a lot of brands did that last year. I felt like a lot of the e-commerce brands at least I shop at, were doing that. And I did find that to be a good user experience for me anyway.
Ever wake up to customers canceling orders? Maybe they said, I shouldn't shop when I'm high. This was a gift. We broke up. Those are all real customer quotes. And they're all a real hassle for your customer and you. Why should the customer have to ask you to edit their order for them? What if they could do it themselves? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, you can empower your customers to make their own changes through a self-service portal. Cleverific is designed to reduce customer support tickets, ship orders faster, and even reduce returns and lost packages. Don't just take our word for it. Menswear retailer Peter Manning New York cut their order support queries by 99% with Cleverific, and they're not alone. Exclusively for listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast, get 50% off Cleverific's Pro plan, now just $49 a month, giving you full access to everything Cleverific has to offer. Just go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use the promo code KURT50, that's KRUT50, at checkout to claim your discount. Take control with Cleverific and watch your customer support tickets plummet, shipping speeds increase, and package returns decrease. And all of that means happier customers. And well, and when you think about big box stores, Best Buy, like I love my consumer electronics. Never has Best Buy made me go get a coupon code. They're like, hey, here are the deals and you may shop them.
True. Yeah. Most likely that's probably something that we'll probably go that route. But for that limited time, like I don't see us slashing out prices for everybody. The whole month of November and December, like that's not going to happen.
No, we're not going to do the whole month, but you know, Black Friday.
Yeah, it might be Black Friday for the day, and it might possibly even Black Friday through Cyber Monday, because it, for us, like there's work involved and going and changing all those prices on all those SKUs, or the comparative prices, and then bringing them back. You know, I wish there was just like a switch. I don't have that. I don't. Maybe there is. I have to look at my admin. It'd be great if I could just go, just make everything 30% off. That would be helpful.
No, I honestly, the easiest way you could do it, if you don't have a ton of products, you could use the bulk editor, or export the products as a spreadsheet. Update, import is the quickest way.
Yeah, the bulk editor is probably the way I'll go.
This is such a common issue. I made a YouTube video about it. It's one of my most successful.
Oh, I'll take a look.
I'll put that in the show notes. Okay, so have you had experience on like pros and cons in the past with discount codes versus automatic discounts?
So, we've only used automatic discounts a couple times, and honestly, we haven't used them recently. Not even in the last couple of years. It's always been like a code that goes to our mailing list, and then not everybody uses it. You know, that's the other thing.
You get that breakage.
You do get that breakage. Like, you know, some customers, some of our highest LTV customers never use codes regardless. Even, they get the email that has a code in it and they just go, oh, this new color pant dropped. I want to get them.
And you're in LA and yeah, I mean, you $150 for jeans is not the cheapest thing in the world. Even I buy them on sale.
But I know that's also like a tough thing, because I mean, we make them here, so and make them.
Oh, I understand. No, they're worth the cost.
No, you understand the value in it, right? But like, you know, on social media, they don't understand the value of it, because you know, some people that see our ads will say, you know, $165 for jeans, it's too expensive. That's a ripoff. I can get my Lee's for $20. There's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. But anyway, but like we're kind of like a, you know, we're a premium brand, but I think at a great price point, because if we were a wholesale brand, our price point would have to be much higher than $165 for our best selling jeans, right? Like it's hard for us to have the margins actually to do wholesale at.
Here's the other thing you could do. Point. Since you have such a high AOV, like $165, you say, all right, the whole store, 50% off if your order value is over 200. You do something to that effect where you say you tie the discount to the AOV. And so now to get the discount, I can't just buy a single item. I have to buy at least two. And so it incentivizes those larger orders. And then you're saving on shipping. All right, so 50% is a little high as an example.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive. Yeah, we've never done that. But one of the things that always, because we are going to experiment with a tiered discount, I think either before or post Black Friday, but most likely it might be for the early bird, where we might do a $200 price point where it's 200 orders for 200 and over are 30% off, and then orders 20 under 200 will be 25% off. We might experiment with that. My only concern with that is when, you know, in the clothing business, is when that just incentivizes people to order two different sizes of the same product, and we know we're going to get, you know, that.
And then they return one.
They return one.
And what do you do about the discount?
Okay. Yeah. So that's always a concern with why I've never done the tiered discount before, but we're thinking of experimenting with it this year.
And is that, you said in the pre-show, you said there was an app you were thinking about using for managing returns. What was it?
Oh yeah. So, currently we use Happy Returns, which has been great. But then another clothing brand friend, here in LA, just signed up with Redo, REDO. And, what they do is they add like a little surcharge or fee, to any order. So when your order shows up in the cart, it'll have the product in there, and then it'll have like a $3 surcharge that will say package insurance and free returns, and you can toggle it off, but it's already pre-checked. So we'll might take a look at that before the holiday season, see if it's worthwhile.
Okay, so the big change here, last year you kept it simple and straightforward, 30% off, and then ran that just over and over from early November on, but it was not messaged on the website, at least not in a very direct way. And so this year, the change, where you're getting a lot more sophisticated in variety of campaigns, and we're going to message that on the site and then not use discount codes necessarily, have it be automatic or more direct pricing. So it's like the whole thing easier for every customer involved, a little more novel, a little more interesting, with a variety, and then just more, we're going to surface it more often to more people. More eyeballs seems good. Like, this seems like a good plan.
Yeah, no, I think that what we'll do is, say we do the early bird, and also it's a much shorter season, right, Kurt? Like, it's only 4-day difference, but it is late, and it's getting pushed into December with Cyber Monday. But, you know, and then we have Veterans Day, which is the 11th, which is just right around the corner. Last year, like, we were already in our 30% off at that time, but this year we'll do a separate Veterans Day sale on certain products for that weekend, and you know, it might be a military discount thing. We'll do something a little different. And
do
then,
you use GovX or any of those apps for military discounts where they like verify the military ID?
No, we haven't. But I think I might look into that for this
they're
year,
popular,
actually this week.
They're popular with merchants. I've set GovX up, you know, it uses Verify Pass. I've set that up more times than I could count.
Yeah, we'll do that, actually. That's a great idea.
It'll let you do more than just military. If you want, it'll also, you can include first responders, which I think is very cool, and teachers. You could include teachers in it too.
Yeah, that's great. And I think we probably I'll look into that app for sure. And I'll have to do that very quickly because it's right around the corner. And we do have a lot of military customers because we have people emailing us and asking us if we have military discounts. And then we take the honor system. If someone's going to email us that and say, "Hey, I'm in the military. Do you have a military discount?" And we just give them the code.
Oh, and the big advantage to this GovX thing is just making it self-service. You never have to deal with it. One of the things we're thinking that I have been toying with this year mentally is your Cyber Monday offer should be better than your Black Friday offer. In years past, it's always been the case that the Black Friday offer is always the best, and maybe the Cyber Monday offer is equivalent to it, or the same. In your case, it was the same. What if you do your Black Friday offer, everyone assumes that's going to be the best deal ever, then Cyber Monday rolls around, it's a little better. right? And so the theory being the people you didn't capture with the Black Friday offer, now you'll get some more folks with the Cyber Monday offer. And the really engaged customers are going to be thrilled. They're like, oh man, an even better deal. And they double dip. They purchase again. What do you think?
I think there's two ways to look at that. Like I don't think it's a bad idea. I think that, but here's the thing. So you have the Black Friday shoppers that were all urgently going out to buy right away because I think that's the best deal. And I never mentioned anything about Cyber Monday being better. So, but those people, they get their offer. And then on Monday, I offer the Cyber Monday people something greater. And I either exclude the people that purchased on Friday so I don't piss them off. Like, hey, wait a minute. You know, like I just bought this and now it's better. Like I want a refund. I want to return it. Where can you refund me the difference? So there's that.
I would give them store credit for the difference plus a few bucks. And I guarantee a good chunk of those people just make another purchase.
That's a good solution. So, and then I was thinking, we were thinking about that. If I were to do a better offer on Cyber Monday, possibly just do a gift with purchase.
I love gift with purchase. That is my favorite promo.
It wouldn't be a waste. It wouldn't be a waste, you know, but it would be something useful, you know, not a knickknack that maybe you would never use, but something.
Yeah, sometimes they're just like, they're like promo trash, like you get at conferences.
Yeah.
A lanyard. Like an LED keychain. Great.
Yeah. Exactly. So, no, but we could do something like that. And then if someone does reach out from Friday, I'd be happy to send them the gift.
I think I like that. Okay. And so we do, I think it's wise that you're considering the keeping customers happy here, you know, and having a straight, if you're saying, hey, we're going to do something that could potentially annoy some people. And so what's our strategy there and how are we going to make it up to them? It's empathetic. The fact that I was like, just get the deal, get the order. And you're like, okay, hold on. You know, what about when we upset our customers? And we've got a couple solutions here.
Yeah. I think that's a good solution. Yeah.
Within your campaigns, are you doing any kind of segmentation of audiences? You could just exclude people who'd purchased in the last 72 hours on that Cyber Monday campaign, but I think that's doing them a disservice as well, since you're saying like, hey, you could get this great offer if you want.
Yeah. I think that we're always segmenting, right? Like all the time. For every campaign that we do. But I do think that, so our strategy last year and for this year will probably be sending multiple emails throughout the day. Last year, I think on Black Friday, we did three, you know, one at 6 a.m., one at 1 p.m., and then at 5 p.m. And we did that on Cyber Monday as well. So like, and even throughout the weekend, we were sending SMS as well. Like we're doing a pretty heavy reach, but if someone opened and purchased on that first email on Friday, they might not get another email the rest of that day. They're segmented out for that day. They might still get something on. They might get another thing on Monday, but maybe not this year with the gift with purchase, right? Or maybe they do. We'll have to work through that. But we're very aware of our segments and how we're doing that.
And then during this time of year, it's like free for all on everybody's inbox. It's the one time it's socially acceptable to be sending a ton of email. You're no longer a spammer. But you've also got, you know, this whole time you've got all these email flows running, I assume. You know, you've got a lot of email marketing automation. What do you change those at all? You know, like welcome flow, win back, abandon cart.
Yeah. So all of our, we turn off our normal, welcome flow, and our abandoned cart flow, all those flows, automated flows get switched to holiday versions of them, right? Because even the abandoned cart flow might say, hey, you have this in your cart. Like say our normal offer is 15 or 20% off your first purchase. So, but during Black Friday, that language gets changed to, you know, the Black Friday offer is expiring, right? And then that's 30% or whatever we're going to decide. So that gets changed. Obviously, the welcome pop-ups get changed as well. So we use Klaviyo, so it's super easy. And we have those pop-ups already built, and we'll literally just turn off the regular ones, turn on the holiday ones. So it's pretty simple.
This episode is brought to you in part by Zipify. It's the holidays, and ad costs are skyrocketing. Everyone's grabbing ad space, and prices won't drop till January. So, do yourself a favor and download OneClick Upsell. If you're paying a premium for traffic and only selling one product per order, your season's profits aren't looking too merry. OneClick Upsell from Zipify boosts your AOV by offering smart, AI-powered upsells, both pre- and post-purchase. And it's personalized, not just generic junk people ignore. Plus, OneClick Upsell has a built-in cart drawer, totally free. Most apps charge for that. Picture this. You're upselling holiday bundles, a mystery gift, or even free shipping at the right time automatically. OneClick Upsell makes it easy to add value to every sale. Try it free for 30 days. Sign up now and watch your holiday sales soar. Go to zipify.com/Kurt. That's zipify.com/KURT. And I want to talk about the email calendar we put together. And, you know, really, I think this was mostly you. Like, I think the fancy work was me putting together a Google Sheet.
It's pretty good. You did a good job. It was easy for me to use. So,
and then you plugged in the details. And so it worked pretty well. So the schedule here, it starts November 1st, and it ends December 31st. There's 21 emails.
Yep.
Is that enough?
No, so there's 21 emails, but we did not include, or you didn't include, and I didn't add a lot of the follow-up emails in here. They're not separated. It's actually more than that. It looks like our spreadsheet's 21, 22 emails, but it's actually more than that. It doesn't have as much, on Black Friday, I think, I did add like a second email to Black Friday and to Cyber Monday on this list, so those are included.
I want to illustrate for people here. Yeah. This is a 60-day period, and I was like, hey, 20 emails, so an email every 72 hours is not enough. And you didn't even wait a beat. You're like, absolutely, you're right, because we didn't include all the follow-ups. How many emails do you think in total end up going out here?
Well, that's a very good question, but I would say some customers can get, or some people that are just people that keep opening but don't purchase, right? They'll get the most, right? Because they'll just keep getting everything.
Yeah, buyer, get off my list.
And that
man.
Might be 100. That might be 100 emails. Like, I'm not sure. And at that point, the messaging might be like, listen, I know you opened up 99 of my emails. When are you gonna buy? What do we got to do? Right? Like that could happen. But a lot of these people, like, because it is segmented, a lot of them aren't going to get. Some of them won't get all 22 that we have in here, right? So it's all calculated and with reason, so there'll be no spam. There should be no spam complaints.
So let me run through this quickly. By the time this goes live, we're already into this calendar. It's running. So on the first, we lead with, hey, new arrivals, new products. We just want to prime the pump on people.
Which we did.
Get them aware. Okay.
We started.
And then November 5th, Election Day, we're going to launch our gift guide. And then follow up, we got Veterans Day sale, which, just a little thing, if you're going to send a Veterans Day email, don't say Happy Veterans Day, right? Just like honoring veterans, just be respectful.
No, we say more of a thank you.
Yeah, I've seen people get in trouble, like misunderstanding intent here. So just be careful with that one if you're not a veteran yourself. And we got, okay, by the 16th, so midway into November, we do the pre-BFCM warm-up, where you say, hey, Black Friday's almost here, preview our biggest deals of the year. And it's to build anticipation. You're just going to preview the deals. Because on the 16th, like, nobody's buying at that point. You'd have to have rocks in your head, right? Like, you know, you just wait. If they're on the email list, what are you doing? Yeah. So, I don't think we're cannibalizing sales with that.
No, 22nd, it's more of a comes around. Content email.
You could do Black Friday early access for your VIPs. So it's like, all right, get in there. Or should we do that earlier?
Well, That's, I know that's the $1 million question, right? Because this is literally, this is just 1 week before. And is that early enough? Because if other, if you start seeing on all your, you know, your emails and your social feeds and on TV that everyone's already shopping and has their offer live, then we were, you don't want to be the last one to the party.
And we were talking about segmentation. So maybe it's, you know, midway through the month, pre-BFCM warm-up goes to people who have not made a purchase yet. And then our VIP customers, people who have made two or more purchases, we give them the early access. And it happens on the same day.
I think that's a more solid idea. And there's, and obviously different messaging, right? So yeah. I think that's great. I think that you have the tune-up. Here's the preview for the customers that haven't purchased or people that haven't purchased, but they're on your mailing list. And then at the same time, we could have our highest LTV customers receive an email with the special offer live for them. But if you do that, now we're, you know, and for this email, we would use a code.
Yeah, you're right. You would have to. You could just do it strike through on the whole site.
Yeah, you have to use a code. And then, and like I said, a lot of those LTV customers that are high don't, they might not even use the code anyway. But you put the code in there and you have the best offer. If it, whatever it is, 30% or whatever we're going to do, we'll offer it to them with the use of the code.
Then we could do like that Monday before Thanksgiving. We could say, oh, our Thanksgiving sale has started because no one's really working that week. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
And then we could do Wednesday, Black Friday countdown. You're like, oh, it's almost here. And then Black Friday itself, in morning, you remind them. Afternoon, you remind them. So we're going to like two go out then.
Yeah. And then Kurt, just also like this is an example of where there's some emails missing. Because if we were to do on the 16th, which was the preview warm up on November 16th, which is a Saturday, in theory, like the warm up people will just get that one teaser. But if we're going to do the VIPs get a promo offer that same day, then if you purchase, then you're not getting, you're done for right now. You're not going to get another email until, you'll probably get a Black Friday email regardless. That's, everything's automatically 25% off or 30%. But if you open the 16th, the email on the 16th, and you're a VIP and you didn't purchase, you will get other emails, you know, Sunday, Monday, possibly, right? Like letting them know that it's still early. You know, you're still VIP offers is live, get in there, you know, we're selling out of certain sizes and colors or, you know, that'll be the messaging essentially. So my point is there's more emails that aren't on here.
Yeah. There's more that aren't on here. And of the ones we've discussed, no single person would see all of them.
Exactly.
But everybody's still getting a lot of email.
Yeah.
And so that we got like Black Friday and we're doing at least two for that. The following Saturday, the very next day, Small Business Saturday. And then that's where you're like, hey, I'm Colby. You know, I'm a small business. You know,
yeah, 100%. We did that. We always participate in Small Business Saturday.
And then you got the next day, December 1st, suddenly you could say, oh, we got new stuff in for December. And like, hopefully there's some, like a color, a restock, something that you could get people excited about. You know, that, because it previously wasn't available.
Yes, and we are doing that this year where there will be product drops throughout the holiday season. And it's to keep people fresh and keep things, you know,
yeah,
just mix in with the messaging.
Absolutely. And then we're going Cyber Monday, same deal. You know, we got to do two, morning, afternoon. And often, you know, it's the later one that's going to perform better in my experience. And then for the rest of December, you could do, you know, I like 12 Days of Christmas, like some kind of gift guide spotlight. Surely you should have made gift guide content, repurpose that into one or more emails where you spotlight a product about like why this is a good gift, who this would be a good gift for, because people need ideas. They will at least look and consider it. And then we've got our holiday shipping cutoffs. That's always a favorite because that is genuine urgency. If you're like, hey, this is the last day that I can reliably ship this to you and have you get it in time, that's entirely authentic. And that's what we want when we're dealing with any kind of cutoff. Well, I guess that you could do like one, you know, just another general holiday sale reminder in the middle of the December. And then after that, it's like, it's too close. You know, there is no way to guarantee they're going to get their packages necessarily. And so you probably do gift card promotion. These are anemic. They never do super well, but they're good. And
you still, we still do it. We do it.
Yeah,
we don't
everybody
sell a
does
lot
it.
Of gift cards, but it, yes, it's we do it. It's good.
And the people who buy gift cards will, or the gift card recipient, I think a majority of them will spend more than the value of the gift card. I think. I mean, that's what I've read. And then Christmas Eve, let's just send content. Like we've been hounding these people all month. Hey, happy holidays, and you're just not asking for anything on that one.
Yeah, and then we do a in the past we have done a, you know, post Christmas event sale.
I love these. How'd they work for you?
It works great.
Everybody's in a good mood. They got cash from grandma in their pocket,
exactly.
Right? They got that Visa gift card.
Exactly.
They got to spend
planning,
it somewhere.
Planning a trip and yeah, we always do that, and it does well for us. And we add, and some of our messages we might add like style. Say we sold through a bunch of things, so we'll put those leftovers in our final sale collection. And
oh, okay,
we're
smart.
Blowing it out. Yeah,
yeah, really like right place, right time with a great incentive. And then finally, you know, when you're on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, New Year, New You. You're like, hey, just yeah, everybody's got. It's just a great excuse to switch things up. And if you're like, look, you want to switch up your wardrobe, change your style, here you go.
There you go.
All right. This year compared to last year, are you excited, nervous, a little bit of both?
Definitely a little bit of both. It's always exciting for sure. And then, a little nervous. Like
now, what's fun about this, if you're still listening, I will absolutely share this spreadsheet with you, an anonymized version of it that you can use for your brand. I've got it in Google Sheets. I'll put it in the show notes. And then you open it, click make a copy, and you can use that for the rest of your planning. This is, yeah, dear listener. But okay, Colby, last minute tips and advice. What advice would you give merchants listening who you want to maximize sales and keep customers happy? Where do you think people get it wrong?
I probably waiting too long to get started and not have a clear vision. Right. It's easy because you get so distracted. Like I get distracted at this time of year with like, because there's just so many moving parts in my business. But I try and stay, you know, we all try and stay focused on the right tasks, not get distracted and start early. So like we already have it strategized. So we feel pretty good about it.
You know, when you have it planned out, it gives you control. And that control really helps to alleviate anxiety, doesn't it?
100%. And then it also, sometimes too, we did this last year is with times and dates of like when we sent emails and stuff. And we'll probably go through that a little bit this year, but we'll like in football, we'll call like a quarterback calls an audible. All of a sudden, you know, we're seeing something and we might see an opportunity like, oh, we need to do this now. Right. So like there'll be a little bit of that. And that keeps
it
exciting.
Do you have an example of that?
I think last year when we, started so early. We started so early our sale because like we weren't expecting to start until about 10 days before Black Friday. And then I think we saw, we had everything already set up and we saw all the brands are doing it. So we're like, dang, we better like move everything up. We got to send out our offers now. And then we scrambled just to get them up and live and make sure that they were segmented correctly and just go with it. So that happened last year. And then this, so you never, nothing goes according to plan necessarily, right? But we'll see.
Give me one key takeaway that you want someone listening to consider as they have to approach creating these emails.
I think consider, you probably already have your strategy, which is great. Most of your listeners. And then, but I do think, take advantage of Kurt's spreadsheet. Because I think it's valuable and compare what you have planned already to what Kurt has planned and what his strategy is for me anyway. I would do that and just compare and see, make sure it stacks up. And then also like last year and years past, Kurt, I used your planner. You used to do a Black Friday.
The BFCM guide.
Yeah,
I didn't do it this year.
And it was very helpful. And since you didn't do it this year, I did download Ezra's.
Well, I'm sure Ezra's is great.
Yeah, it's great. It's like a novel. It's really big. Although yours is pretty big too. So,
but The spreadsheet, you know, I think this is the quick actionable hit that people need. It's to be clear, it's free. It's just it's a Google sheet. Just make a copy of it.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, Colby Kane, if someone wanted to wear the very same jeans as Kurt Elster, where do they get them?
They get them at aviatorusa.com.
Colby Kane, Aviator, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt, and I'll talk to you over the holiday season, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so.
Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.